The Beatles on Vinyl for the week of July 22nd, 2012.
Paperback writer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 2 of The Beatles on Vinyl. This is where we play the music of the Fab Four on the best format available. Not digital, not CD, on vinyl. That's right, going back all the way to the 1960s on the original vinyl. On today's show, we're going to look at the first release of The Beatles on vinyl in the United States. Not on Capitol Record, but on VJ Record. We're also going to go back to the Beatles' debut on film in A Hard Day's Night. Also, do you know what Beatles song one of the Beatles did not play guitar on? Well, we'll listen to that one today. Also, this week we have one of the members of the Rolling Stones turning 69 years old. So sit back, relax, and let's listen to some music on vinyl. I want to thank you all for tuning in again this week to episode number 2 of The Beatles on Vinyl. Got some really positive reactions last week from what we did, and I hope that this week will not disappoint. While you're listening to the show, if you have any questions or comments and you want to get a hold of us, please contact me at thebeatlesonvinyl@gmail.com. Of course, the big event and the birthplace of the Beatles this week is the start of the Olympic Games in London. I'm really looking forward to listening to Paul McCartney close out the opening Olympic ceremonies. So we'll listen to one of his songs later on in the episode. The first song we're going to listen to today comes from the debut album of Beatles on VJ Record. Now, books say that it was debuted on July 22nd, 1963. However, that's not necessarily true. But, you know what? I thought I'd play this anyway. So here is the first track from Introducing the Beatles on VJ Records. Five.
Night, and we
I saw her standing there from introducing the Beatles on VJ Records. VJ Records were based out of Chicago, Illinois, and they actually got many of the first Beatles songs because Capitol Records refused to pick them up. Now, obviously, that changed once they became very popular, but those first American Beatle albums are always going to be on the VJ label. This week is a pretty important week for the Beatles because not only did their movie A Hard Day's Night debut a few weeks ago with great success, but this week was when not only in the UK charts but as well as the American charts that the Beatles album A Hard Day's Night reached number one spot. So we're not going to waste any more time. Let's listen to A Hard Day's Night. This is an original UK pressing in stereo.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. So why on earth should I moan? You know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I feel alright. You know I feel alright.
That was A Hard Day's Night off of Beatles' album of the same name, A Hard Day's Night. An interesting fact about that guitar solo, it's one of the greatest guitar solos in rock history. But when George played it, he actually played it at half speed. And if you listen to it just by itself, you'll hear that guitar solo with a piano as well. Then when you run it at normal speed, the notes are an octave higher, and it sounds like the solo that we all know today. Now, they recorded this track in pretty short time, and George at that time wasn't known for his great guitar technique. Of course, we all know George is a great guitarist, and eventually when they did perform this live, he played it up to full speed. But for this recording, if you slow it down half speed, you'll have a whole different appreciation for that guitar solo. This week marks the 69th birthday of Rolling Stones member Mick Jagger. He was born on July 26, 1944. As many of you know, he was present for some of the greatest recordings in Beatles history, and even technically even sang with the Beatles on All You Need Is Love. So in honor of his birthday, we have a double dose of the Rolling Stones.
Thank you. say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Beginning of the show, I asked you if you knew what song that the Beatles didn't actually play the guitar solo on. That was on the White Album, the song While My Guitar Gently Weeps, written by George Harrison, and his good friend Eric Clapton actually played the guitar solo on that. So on July 25th, Eric Clapton laid down that guitar solo. So here is the track, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, solo by Eric Clapton.
Told you they
So good. And that's also one of my favorite records that I own. It is a German pressing of the White Album on white vinyl. It's a direct metal master. And if there's one album that you should save up for to buy, it's that album. The range, the detail, everything, and the bass. Oh man, it makes that album worthwhile. So save your pennies and keep hunting eBay. If you ever find that, make sure you pick it up because it sounds fantastic. All right, we have time for one more song on this week's episode, and it's going to be by Paul McCartney. Like I said earlier, he's closing out the Olympic ceremonies on this Friday, so make sure you check that out. This week, July 23rd, 1976, he released the single in the UK, Let Him In. Backside was Beware My Love. I want to kind of end on a faster note, so I'm not going to play Let Him In. So let's listen to Beware My Love from 1976.
Don't know who does.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this week. As always, you can get in contact with me by emailing me at thebeatlesonvinyl@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.